Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast with me and Harry. This is episode 19 of the series. We almost hit the 20. I think that's quite a milestone, 20. I don't know what it means once we hit 20, but I feel like 20 is a milestone.
It means we've done 20 episodes.
No, but I feel like we should put it somewhere or promote it some different way or something.
We should have had it 20 for the November meet.
For no
Should have
reason.
done some good race planning. Well, we could do one for Sunday, actually.
Yeah, we could do, to be fair. We'll be together as well.
Yeah, better quality.
It definitely could be done. How have you found this week?
So far, good. We had Queen's Gamble on Monday. It was very impressive. That was nice to see. Then also, I'm very excited to see a rematch of Dice Arinos, Queen's Gamble. I think that will be a class race.
My heart is solely with Queen's Gamble, but I just do feel like Dice Arinos might have a bit too much pace.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because in
He's got this turn of foot that is just like pretty.
Did you? I guess you did watch the Dice Art Race, didn't you?
I did.
I'm saying you did, didn't you?
The Dice Arinos
Yeah,
race.
the turn of foot over the second last.
The horses weren't even in the same race.
Literally, like he was getting pulled by a train. Literally, like seriously impressive. But it also in the bumper that Queen's Gamble and Dice Art and us racing, Queen's Gamble was holding a penalty.
True.
So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy Queen's Gamble's jumping's improved so much.
Yeah,
Worried about
because it
that last
was
season.
a bit sketchy
Yeah, they must
last time out.
be dueling with her to sort her out and make sure that she's jumping well. I'm actually calling from Edinburgh at the moment, which is quite a random place. Edinburgh to Cardiff is where we currently are based over our Zoom.
Rogue. Rogue.
Very rogue. First time in Edinburgh. I quite like it. It's very nice. But I will be flying back to Bristol on Saturday morning to get to Cheltenham Saturday for Harry to pick me up from Bristol station, from Bristol Airport.
Am I picking you up, am I?
Yeah, you are, mate. You don't have a choice in that.
You could have
Can't
at
play.
least asked me,
But
but
I've got a night out in Edinburgh on Friday, and then I've got to get an 8:30 flight.
that is going to be dangerous.
That is
You better not miss your flight.
That's a tough morning, isn't it? You excited for this weekend?
Well, it's Cheltenham, of course I am.
Yeah.
Very, very excited. Let's get into it. First race of the weekend that we're going to look at is the 220 at Cheltenham over 2 mile, the Arkle Challenge Trial Trophy, Grade Two. And in the market, we have JPR1 at 3-2, Mighty Tom at 11-4. Petite Tonnerre at 3-1 and Home Public at 5-1. What are your thoughts then?
I think JPR1's an absolute certainty. If our plot alarm still works, I'd be ringing the plot alarm right now.
I could get it out, but I don't have my phone on me, so.
So I'm not sure we can get the plot alarm out, but if we could, JPR1.
Just imagine it on.
Yeah, it's an absolute plot. I mean, run through its form. Like the fact that this is an Arkle trial is embarrassing. None of these will go anywhere near the Arkle. But one that might be in the Arkle at 66-1 could be JPR1. Everything else won't be anywhere near the Arkle. Home Public, I remember, won some handicap hurdles last season quite impressively and looked a decent horse, but I just don't see anything being at this level. You know, like Mighty Tom finished second, but let's be clear about him being by 10 lengths. It was a completely different race. Like you take, let's be clear about it, out of that race. I mean, the form line's weak, and I think JPR1 is. There's nothing really more to say. I think it will win, and I think it's a great price at 7-4.
I fully agree with that. I can't say anything else about that, to be honest.
JPR1.
I also, before we move on to next race, weirdly in the race before, I had a dream last night that, well, as you can see, Calico is the favourite for that race. I had a dream last night that Calico wins at Cheltenham. I mean, take it how it is, but I just found it weird how last night I was dreaming. randomly about Calico
Broke
winning
his
on Friday.
lever. He had
I
a
know, like,
horses from random races all running, and Calico won.
yeah, so keep your eye out for that. It was
There you go.
very, very strange.
The next race we're going to look at is the Grade 2 Novice Hurdle at Cheltenham. This is the 3:30. Markets headed by Captain T at 6-4 on. Kinbar at 5-1. The Big Doyen 6-1. 12-1 bar. I mean, again, I think it's quite simple. I mean, I think if Captain T
I
does win,
wish I had the plot alarm now.
yeah, no, we've got two plot alarms. I mean, I think if Captain T doesn't win this, I think he's just not a horse you want to be behind. These horses are summer horses. I mean, the Big Doyen, I think he's a great servant. I think, you know, he was a smart bumper horse. He's a good summer horse. But he shouldn't be at Captain Teague level. And I know that Harry had a bet this week for Captain Teague at, what was it, what price did he get? 11 to 8.
Yeah.
You got him at 11 to 8 and Dice Art Enos to both win. So what were the odds on that? 3-1 or something?
It was just below 3-1, yeah.
Because you got Dice Art Enos went off at 6-1 on, but you got it at evens ante-post. And then
Yeah, so
post in the double. What a bet.
yeah, well, it will be if Captain T comes in, which I think he should have all the class to do his hurdles debut. At Chepstow, I thought was very impressive, and he'll definitely improve for this run. And I don't think there's anything in this race that will come near him.
I
So
mean,
yeah, capped.
it's such a bet for me. A Captain T JPR one double. I mean, that's just perfect.
That sounds class.
Starting my Cheltenham weekend, is that?
Moving on now, we have the first race at Cheltenham on Saturday, the 12:35, over 2 miles, the JBC Triumph Juvenile Hurdle. Grade two. Currently, we don't have any prices, so I'm not sure how the market will compilate. But I have a fancy Burdett Road in this race. It's actually an Ascot, a Royal Ascot winner in the Golden Gate Stakes, and had a hurdles debut 2 weeks ago at Huntingdon, and was very keen throughout the race, and didn't jump the cleanest, but was very impressive. I think he's only going to improve for this run, and I think it's a nice bet for me.
I mean, yeah, I don't really know enough about these horses yet. I wouldn't say I wouldn't be able to tell much to do the market. I mean, I imagine looking through it that Burdett Road would probably be favourite for this. But I'm unsure. I still have faith, racked up a few winners on the flat this season. I remember he actually won in the charity race at Doncaster that Jamie, my uncle, ran in. Tom Scudamore was on it. It was an absolute plot. Got punted in for even like short, it was like 7-4 on the off or something like that. And I think he's got a lot of ability. It's just crazy to see a Royal Ascot winner from this year going hurdling in the Triumph already. I didn't see that happening. I remember Burdett Road being so impressive at Ascot. I thought it's one of the most impressive winners of the week, really, in the handicap races. So I think that's a good bet. So I think if you get around, what's a good price for Burdett Road, would you say in this?
Thing is, I don't know how they're going to price these, because everyone in here is unexposed. I mean, I'd back it 6-4 evens.
6-4, something like that, 7-4.
Yeah. So around that price, I would get stuck in.
There you go, Burdett Road in the first. And the next race we're going to look at is the 1:45 at Cheltenham on Saturday. This is a 3 mile listed chase. Market is headed by Mr. Coffee at 5-2. We've all been caught 100-30. Good risk at all 7-2. Broadway Bay 4-1, 6-1 bar. I mean, I don't know about you, but I cannot be having Mr. Coffee at 5-2 in this race. I think,
I fully agree.
I mean, he's got the word of ability, but I can't trust him as far as I could throw him, and I definitely can't throw him anywhere. I couldn't be him. I mean, we've all been caught. I wanted to see more at Cheltenham. I don't feel like I saw enough to be worthy of the 100-30 price in this. And that leads me to another really big fancy for this weekend, which is good risk at all in this race. I mean, And Carlisle, he looked emphatic, like truly impressive. Anaphilippe reopposes him in this race, and he's no mug. I remember Anaphilippe was borderline favoritism for the Potemps final, I think I remember.
Yeah, it came second.
Huh? Yeah, it was
Came second at
almost favorite. He got
oh,
late.
went off co-favorite.
So he's no mug, like they think something of him, and he beat him on the bridle, 16 lengths, no bother at all. I mean, if he gets his conditions, which is soft, heavy ground, I think what about a 7-2, maybe like bordering 4-1 in some places. I get it's a tricky market, it's a tight contest with just like a small betting market, but I think a risk at all is a great bet. And Sam Twist and Davis on board is the best thing you can ever want when you're looking at a jump source, I think. What do you think?
Is he retain? I know he's retained rider for them. These owners, because otherwise he would be riding We Will Win Court, wouldn't
But Charlie Deutsch rides a load of them.
he? Yeah. So he obviously lost fun. I think he is
It's like
retained rider though.
to me, it looks like he's chosen him.
Yeah, but yeah, he all yeah. I don't know. He always rides those for Sam Thomas. So that's what's making me think. That he is retained rider for them, but I don't know, so I
Ready
can
for
tell you, but yeah, I fully agree with you there. Obviously in the last race at Carlisle, Giovinco fell at the I think it was the second no third, but that would have been interesting to see good risk at all. Battled out against Giovinco because he obviously came out next time at Aintree last weekend and won very easy. So I am in full backing of Finn here of good risk at all.
There you go.
Moving on now, we have the 220 at Cheltenham, the big race of the weekend, the 2 mile 4 Paddy Power Gold Cup, heading the mark of a stage start at 9-2. Not long till May at 7-1. Unexpected party at 7-1 as well. Real Wacker at 15-2 and 17-2 bar the rest. This is a very interesting race, I think,
I mean,
this year.
it's a great mix between top class handicap form and grade one form. I mean, we've got Cheltenham Festival winners galore in here, really. I mean, stage start obviously won. Not long till May came second stage start. And then you've got the Real Wacker, which obviously won at the festival as well. Unexpected Party brings in greater form. And then you've got Fugitive El Redotto, which were the top class handicap chasers from last year. But I mean, for me, I don't understand Real Wackers. Maybe they've got some wild plan, but I don't understand what he's doing here, to be honest. Being off top weight, being at 8-1, there's no real big money come for him. I know we're a long way off, but you'd kind of expect a bit of money support if they were plotting him up for this, if you know what I mean. I mean, I think he's a great horse, he's gutsy, he goes off the front, he's trustworthy, which is everything you want. But I don't see him getting his head in front in this race. And I have a really, really strong fancy for Angel's Breath at 12-1. I think when you're looking at races like this, and it so often happened with Cool Cody, used to run in this every year, really. He'd have a hurdles run before as a freshener to not affect his handicap mark and get him fit and get him ready to go. And I think Angel's Breath has got that exact profile. And I think he's coming in here under the radar of 10 stone 10 when he was, a grade one novice before he got that injury to set him out for a long time. And he ran home late last time out. I didn't really feel like he was properly put into the race until slightly too late against Pinnacle Peaks. I mean, we'll see if he wins the first race tomorrow to back up the form. But I think Angel's Breath is, again, what a great bet for me. I'm going to be having quite a big bet on Angel's Breath in this race. What do you think?
That was very informative, actually, because I was slightly thinking I'd have a little bit on Harper's Brook each way, but you have convinced me, Finn, on Angel's Breath. Just reminded me of that last run at Cheltenham when we were there. Ran very well in that race, coming second. Pardon?
We said at the time that he really put into it until late, and it kind of looked like it was a bit of a, I don't know. It looked,
I just love, I love that. I love that at 12-1 actually.
yeah.
I think I think Real Wacker, as you said, I don't know why he's come here. Obviously they know what they're doing. We don't, so there's probably a reason for it. Stage style, obviously very impressive at Festival. Wasn't the same at Aintree, but that's sometimes what happens. Not long till May. They're all good horses, but as Finn said, I think Angel's Breath is at the perfect weight to win this.
I mean, I'm sure we should know this, but what, who's retained rider for these colours? But you look at it now, you know, Johnny Burke is on this. It's the Sam Thomas, same colours, same owners. So in the last race, I mean, Sam must have chosen Good Risk All over Weeping Court. That's my, I
Yeah.
mean, that's what he's done, I believe. And obviously, the Real Whack is his horse. It's, you know, it's his. His highest rated horse that Sam rides, so he's not going to choose it over Angel's Breath. But you know, Johnny Burke's a great rider, and I think he's going to win. I really do, really, really do. So there you go. It's Angel's Breath in the Paddy Power Gold Cup. Now we're going to be having a look at some races at Navan. This is two graded races on the card. This is the return of the stayers. We've got Home by the Lee in here, Side of Burleigh, obviously the Stayers Hurdle winner and the Aintree winner of last year. Andrew Defrays, good horse. Bob Ollinger, who knows where we stand with him. Absolute confusion of a horse and what ability he has. Bustle Turn had a great time chasing last season. And then obviously Zanna here. He's tried every trip in the book. And who knows which is his best trip at the moment. I really, really don't know. If I'm looking at this, I would probably be having a bet on Home by the Lee to come back to its form. I mean, I think he was so impressive in Ireland at the start of last season, winning those races on the bounce to earn him favouritism for the graded races. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think he could be worth a bet. I think he'll be overlooked in the market as well. I think Bob Ollinger will probably go a favourite just because it's Bob Ollinger and everyone still thinks he's a world beater.
Classic.
Yeah, and then I think Sire de Burleigh at this time of the season isn't as good as Sire Burleigh at Cheltenham and Aintree, and I think Home by the Lee will pick up the pieces, and I think he'll run a big race, and I think he'll win this. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a big Home by the Lee fan. I think Side of Burleigh will need the run. Bob Ollinger, you can't touch that. Zanna here, don't think he quite has the ability to win this. Just because he messes about with his trip so much, never run 3 miles before. So the trip is a big question mark. And I just think Home by the Lee is the best early season stayer in this race. So for me, yeah, it's Home by the Lee.
There you go, Home by the Lee.
Moving on now, we have the 240 at Navan, the one for racing Fortra Chase over 2 mile, grade two. We don't have prices currently, but we've got Sanwa. I think that's how you say it. Captain Guinness, Now Where or When, Dice Up Dynamo, and Rivier d'Etat. It's a very interesting race. I think it's obviously a big match between obviously Sanwa, Dice Up Dynamo, and Captain Guinness, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. I mean, Dice Art Dynamo, I really don't know where we stand. I mean, I think he's a third chain of some great Willie Mullins novice chasers, really, from last season. You know, I think he's behind Appreciate It and El Fabiolo, but I mean, he's a grade one horse in his own right. Captain Guinness, I think, you know, I think he's been lucky to win some nice prizes and be placed behind through some luck in running, really. I mean, I don't believe he's truly a grade one class horse, and neither do I think Sam Ra is really. Obviously, he looked so impressive at the start of last season when he was second behind Phil Dore, and then he won, beat Visionarium. And he was, there were people tipping him up against El Fabiolo at Leopardstown last year in February, I remember. Obviously, form got disproven, but I think coming into here, I think Dice Art Dynamo will probably have too much class for these. He's obviously getting a lot of weight as well off the other runners, apart from Riviere Tatel, who's obviously she gets the mare's allowance. But I think with Paul on board, it's a good bet. I mean, I'm not sure what price you'll get. I imagine you'll get about 6-4 for Dice That Dynamo in this. But I'd be taking some of that value. What do you think?
Yeah, Dice Art Dynaway goes very well fresh. And he's had a, how long was the break he's had? He's had a 205-day break. Past times he's run off a 245 break and won, 220-day break and won. He loves winning first time up. And I think he is a class, well, not a class, but I'd say a little bit better than the rest of these. And he'll definitely be primed to win this because after this he'll have to go race against all the proper Willie Mullins purse strings. So I think they'll definitely want him to win this. So yeah, Dice Art Dynaway.
We've got some strong fancies this weekend. This is going to be a big weekend. I'm feeling,
Indeed.
I haven't felt this confident about a weekend in a long, long time. Some serious out this weekend. There you go. That's Dice Art Dynamo. The last race we're going to look at for the Friday and Saturday is the 3:15 at Navan. This is Irish Stallion Farms Beginners Chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. This is a fascinating race, my kind of race that I love watching. The unknown of and the excitement of these horses is amazing. I mean, Facile Vega is obviously in this, the best slash second best novice hurdler of last year. And then you've got In the Pocket, one so impressively at Aintree. And I mean, this year, when you're looking at the Arkle contenders, it really comes down to three for most people. And that is Marie Nationale, Facile Vega, and In the Pocket. And to see Facile Vega and in the Pocket coming up against each other first time out is a treat. And I would love to see where they price this. I mean, I see Facile Vega being slightly odds on and In the Pocket being second favorite, maybe around 7-4 or something like that, 13-8. But who do you see getting the head in front? I mean, I think it's Facile Vega for me.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one to stay away from in the betting because it's a very competitive race. But I would just love to see Facile Vega win, and I think he is the better horse, and hopefully he takes the fence as well.
He's a big horse, though. He's a big, strong horse. And I think he'll take it under his stride. I mean, I think he's the perfect chasing type. I mean, I think he's 17-1, I think people say, which is, he's a big unit. And In the Pocket's a really nice type. But I mean, I don't see him as much as a chaser as Facile Vega. And you go off hurdles form, he doesn't quite have the form that Facile Vega does. So I think Facile Vega will get the better of him, but it is a fascinating race to end the Saturday with.
Definitely, yeah, I agree with Facile Vega there.
There you go, Facile Vega. So now it's time for some anti-post picks for Cheltenham Festival 2024. This week, we're going to have one anti-post pick each, as we don't want to be doing two each every single week. I mean, I think by the end we'll have a stupid amount of horses in our portfolios. And this week I'm gonna have a bet on Ballyburn at 6-1 in the Ballymore Novices Hurdle. I mean, I think by the time we get to this race, I think he's gonna be odds on, even money. I mean, the hype around this horse is seriously impressive. I don't see him going to the Albert Bartlett. I just don't think he's too classy, and I think they'll opt out against it when it comes towards the time. And I think, they'll have other horses to run in that race for the same yard. And I think around 6-1 is a great bet. I mean, A Dream to Share could be an opposition in this, but I'm just not convinced he's going to be as impressive hurdling as he was on the flat. Captain
I
T.
think he'll go for the Supreme as
And
well.
so will I, but I mean, I don't know. You mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Captain Teague is the next in the betting. He's English, means he won't win. And then you've got Tully Hill, he'll run the Albert Bartlett, I think. And then other than that, you've got Il Atlantique, who looked very impressive, but God knows where he's going to go. And I think Ballyburn will definitely go to this race, which is when you're doing anti-post betting, to think that they'll definitely go to the race is a massive bonus when doing this. And I think at 6 to 1, I'm going to have him £10 on the nose to return £70. And I think it's a great bet. What about you?
I'm going to go for something slightly more risky. Well, actually, it's not. Well, it's the kind of same as yours because it's the Willie Mullins lottery. But for the Supreme Novice Hurdle, I'm going to go for Mizzou West at 8-1. Willie Mullins, obviously, last weekend, Mahone's Way was third to him, or second to him in the third to him in a bumper, and he hosed off at Nathan W. I know a lot, he's been touted. I keep saying touted. Don't even know if it means what I think it means. But he's been bigged up at the yard to be one of their best novice hurdlers this year. And I like it 8-1. If he wins easy on debut, it'll only get shorter. So yeah, I'll be having 10 on the nose on Mizzou. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Mizzou West. Mirza West.
There you go. That's our two anti-post picks. This is another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast. Thank you very much for listening. This is episode 19. I hope you have a great weekend at Cheltenham. We might be back on Saturday to preview some Sunday races, as we'll be together after racing on Saturday. I think it is an unbelievably strong weekend. I mean, I haven't felt this confident about a weekend in a very, very long time. I think there's some serious money to be made.
Proper good jumps racing this weekend, and I cannot wait.
I cannot.
So I hope everyone has a good weekend, and we'll see you in the next one.
I also hope the audio quality is good running from Cardiff to Edinburgh. I feel like there could be, but try and make it the best that we can. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.